大家好，神祝福你们，很高兴见到你们。
Those of you who are late,
那些迟到的。
19th is the baptism.
记得哦，我们刚才有宣告说十月十九号是洗礼日。
The good news is the water will be warm.
好消息是我们的水是温热的。
Okay, what happens is right, they're going to put a heater and heat it up.
他们会特意把池子里的水用加热给我们加热的。
So, be okay.
所以大家会是热水洗礼。
Last year, you know, was a bit cold.
去年呢，就有大家说会觉得很冷。
We made a mistake because it was a hot day. They said, "Oh, do you want it heat up?" I said, "No, no, it'll be fine, nice and cool."
其实去年冷呢也是我们的错，因为他们其实有跟我们说可以加热水的，可是我们说是那天很热嘛，是夏天，所以就没加。
It was really cold.
后来没想到大家都说很冷。
Anyway, so don't be afraid. It'll be warm water.
所以这一次大家不要担心哈，这个水是暖和的。
Okay.Hope you remember what I was preaching last week.
那记得大家是不是有记得上一周讲的是什么？
And have you been practicing?
大家有没有开始操练我们所讲的呢？
I'm already hearing testimonies.
我已经有听到很多人的见证了哦。
Because Jabez's prayer,
因为亚比斯的祷告
has become God's word.
成为了神自己的话语。
So therefore, when it becomes God's word,
所以当它成为神的话语时。
When we pray,
我们这样来祷告。
The same prayer he prayed.
就是相当于他做了亚比斯的祷告。
You will have the same results.
你会有亚比斯的结果。
Amen. If Jabez became honored,
那亚比斯是这样子得到了荣耀。
You and I will become honored.
那你我也是同样这样子同得荣耀。
But today, so prayer is the most important activity for a Christian.
那作为基督徒来说，祷告是最最重要要做的事情。
I know many things are important, but I think every single day, your daily life, prayer is probably the most important activity that you can do.
我当然知道还有很多其他的重要的事情，可是作为我们每一天的生活，祷告是非常必要的。
I cannot think about anything else more important to you as a Christian than prayer.
没有什么比你跟神祷告这件事情更重要了。
How did you become a Christian?
你是怎么样成为基督徒的呢
？By prayer，
是借着祷告。
Faith in your prayer，
是你借着有信心的祷告。
How did Jabez change his life？
你的亚比斯的生活是怎么变化的呢
？By prayer，
也是借着祷告。
Prayer is very important。
所以祷告是很重要的。
And I must say, prayer is probably the area that a lot of people struggle with.
那我也知道祷告是很多人最挣扎的一个部分。
Because when you're talking in thin air, you're wondering whether God is hearing you, you feel, and then you're rushing for work or you're want to go to sleep.
有的人呢会说是祷告的时候呢旁边有没有声音哦都不知道自己是不是在自言自语。也有人是急急忙忙又没有时间又赶着要去上班然后就急急忙忙说了祷告。
So it becomes a low priority.
所以祷告变得很多基督徒生命中最不重要的事情。
I guarantee your life will change.If you put prayer as the one of the most important thing that you do every day,
如果你把祷告作为你的人生中最重要的一件事情，我可以保证你的人生会感觉到改变的。
You need to aim for a meaningful length of time.
你必须每天都会有一个很确定的固定的时间。
And it doesn't matter how short or how long, it's got to be.As you grow as a Christian, you got to make sure that prayer becomes an important, integral part of your Christian.
不管你刚开始的时候是短一点时间还是长一点时间，但是随着你的生命和灵命的成长，这个祷告一定会是生命中最重要的一部分。
Amen. And many people may say, "Oh, what's the point of praying?"
那也许有人会说，哎呀，祷告有什么用吗
？Well, when you learn to pray properly.
但是当你真的学会怎么祷告的时候
Then you know.
你就知道多有用了
Amen. It's something to be experienced.
是需要被经历到的
I can give you a theological explanation.
我可以给你一个神学的解释
But that's for another time.
但是那是以后的事情
Today I want to tell you that Jesus prayed a lot.
今天呢我想让我们看看来耶稣是祷告祷的最多的
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子
He's God himself.
他是自己也是神。
And as he becomes man,
当他成为人的时候
and as a man,
作为一个人
full of the power of God,
满有神的能力
full of the wisdom of God,
满有神的智慧
no sin,
都没有罪
and yet he prayed,
但他就在祷告
and he prayed a lot,
然后他祷告很多很多
Amen? If Jesus needed to pray a lot,
如果连耶稣都需要祷告这么多，
who's sinless,
一个完全无罪的人，
who is God,
是一个神，
as a man,
而且他又作为全完全的人，
we need to pray.
我们也需要这样来祷告。
And so the Bible is full of examples of Jesus praying.
所以在圣经里面能够看到很多耶稣祷告的榜样。
And so today I want to tell you that Jesus prayed.
今天我想跟你们说的就是耶稣就是祷告的。
Amen. Now let's look at a few examples. Mark chapter 1.
我们来看几个例子。Verse 35. 例子在马可福音一章35-36节。
And rising.Very, not just early, very early in the morning.
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，是很早哦，是特别早的时候，耶稣起来了。
It didn't just say morning.
这里没有讲，只是早上祷告哦。
But it's qualified by very early.
他是讲很早很早，在天未亮的那种早。
Amen.While everybody else is asleep,
就其他人都在睡觉的时候
the Son of God rose up.
神的儿子就已经起来了
Not just early,
不光是早
but very early.
是很早很早
in the morning.
是在早上天未亮的那种早
While it was still dark.
在天都没亮都还是黑天的时候
Amen. You're not living in Norway or Finland.
我没有说你是坐在挪威或者芬兰哦，那种就是
where it's dark very quickly，
是那种变黑变得很早的地方。
Or in the summer there's hardly any darkness，
或者是在白天的时候，在夏天就基本上全是白天的时候。
In the Middle East，
我们说的是在中东。
He departed and went out to a desolate place. There he prayed.
耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
He went to an isolated place.
他去一个非常隔离的地方去祷告。
And then he prayed.
他在那里祷告的。
So here is the point. Very early.
像我们有提到是很早很早。
When it was not even light yet.
连天都还没亮的时候。
Secondly, he went out.
第二，他是出去的。
He deliberately went to a place.
他专门出去到一个地方。
He didn't just sit up in his bed.
他没有在他的床上起来，就坐在床上。然后就坐在床上，
Amen.
然后就阿门完了。
See, the reason why you're laughing.
你们笑的原因。
You're feeling guilty.
是因为你们有负罪感。
Amen.
是不是？
He got up, got dressed, and he went to a place where nobody is around, and he prayed.
耶稣是起来哦，穿上衣服，去到一个没有人的地方，在那里祷告。
So isolated. The next verse says that Simon and those who were with him were searching for him.
他当时那么的一个隔离的地方，然后36节说，西门和同伴都出去找他。
Oh, where is Joshua? Yeah, he's praying in his bed.
So Joshua 在哪里？哦，他在他的床上被窝里祷告。
So you don't need to really find him, but it's easy to find him.
所以找 Joshua 就很容易找到哈。
But we're looking for Jesus who's praying.
对，你要去找耶稣正在祷告的地方。
You have to send people out to find him.
你要把人都派出去找他哦。
He didn't want to be disturbed.
因为他并不想被打扰到。
Amen.Let's look at another verse.
我们再看一个经文。
Luke chapter 6 verse 12-13.
路加福音六章十二到十三节。
In these days, he went out to the mountain to pray.
那些日子，耶稣出去上山祈祷。
This time wasn't very early in the morning. This time it says, and all night.
这个不是像刚才那个经文说的是早上很早哦，他是整整一夜整夜。
Jesus didn't just kneel in his bed after you spent hours watching some drama, or you've been outside doing something. Just kneel, and then you go to bed.
这可不是我们平时想象的那种哦，在家里面看看好电视，看到困的时候，然后就随便祷告一下，然后就开始在那睡觉。这是耶稣说他是整夜在向神祷告。
Jesus prioritized prayer over sleep.
耶稣把祷告看得比睡觉重要。
And yet he was full of energy.
然后他还满身都有力量。
Amen. Because prayer energizes you.
因为祷告能让你得力。
Because prayer, there is something about prayer that makes you strong.
有一种，当你有祷告的时候，你就得力量。
Because prayer connects you to God.
因为在祷告中间，你跟神连接了。
Prayer is your primary way of entering into the presence of God.
所以祷告是你最重要的一种进入到神同在里的方式。
That's why you need to find a secret place.
这是为什么你要找到一个秘密的内室。
Because God will come.
因为那个时候是你跟神同在。
If you pray.
是当你祷告的时候。
Amen. He may not come every time.
他也许你不感觉到他每次在你的同在当中。
But you can sense his presence around you.
但是你永远都能感觉到那种强烈的
同在。And the more you pray,
你越祷告。
The more you get used to it.
你就越习惯。
The more God loves visiting you in your secret place.
那神就越愿意在你的秘密之处和你的内室跟你相遇。
That's why you need to be alone.
所以你需要有一个隔离的一个地方。
Because God can meet what with you.
当神可以跟你私欲的一个地方。
Moses went to the mountain.
那耶稣摩西是喜欢上山。
And he met with God.
他在那里遇见了神。
Jesus went to a desolate place.
耶稣也去到那旷野。
He went to the mountain.
他也上过山。
And he prayed all night.
他们也在山上祷告。
We see Daniel in captivity praying.Over regularly.
我们看到但以理也是一个一直在祷告的人。
Amen. Not only do they worship God, but here's the emphasis is about prayer.
他们不光是敬拜神，他们特别强调的是祷告。
So prayer is very important.
所以祷告是很重要的。
We saw Jesus praying very early in the morning.
我们看到耶稣很早很早就祷告。
And praying all night.
还开有整夜的祷告。
Amen. Hallelujah.The Bible is not saying to you, you got to pray all morning and all night that you don't ever go to bed.
圣经没有是说你要白天也祷，晚上也祷，然后你没时间睡觉。
The emphasis is about giving yourself a special time with God.
重点是你每天都会有一个跟神有质量的相处时间。
Amen. He said all night he continued in prayer with God.To God, and then day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 whom he named.
耶稣整夜向神祷告，到了天亮，他叫门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
What we find that in these passages, every time when Jesus spent hours praying, he's always seeking God what to do next.
你发现每次当耶稣这样子来祷告的时候，他其实都在向神求一个旨意，关于下一步该怎么做。
So he spent all night choosing 12 disciples.
所以他这一次花整夜祷告的方向，就是为了要挑选十二个正确的人。
Because he needed all night to choose 12 disciples.
因为他真的是要花整夜的时间才会挑对这十二人。
Because humanly speaking, he would not choose the 12 that was named.
如果是按照他人性来讲的话，他可能不会就是随便挑了十二个人。
I'm sure Jesus was saying, "Are you sure, Lord?"
他可能看到那十二人还会质疑，然后对神说：“
well,
你要选他们吗？”
I need to choose Thomas. He's got no faith.
你看到你要我选多马，多马最没信心那个人。
I need to choose Judas. He's going to betray me.
你要我选犹大吗？他是那个要背叛我的人呢。
God, he chose 12 disciples because he prayed.
他最后最终选了那十二个人，是因为祷告的结果。
That's why when you choose your subject, you choose your job, you choose your husband, you choose your wife, you pray.
这是为什么？当你要去选大学、选工作、选老公、选老婆，都是需要好好祷告。
If you're looking for husband and wife, you should be pray very early in the morning and pray all night.
如果你要选中好老公、好老婆，你是要每天早上很早起来，还要整夜祷告哦。
Amen. And God.Will come to you.
神会在祷告中与你相遇。
You will enter into His presence.
你会进入到神的同在当中。
And there you will develop a love for prayer.
你在那里面就会越来越爱上祷告的。
Because prayer is your secret weapon.
因为你祷告就是你的秘密武器。
It is God's gift to us.
是神给我们的礼物。
To approach Him.
是让我们能够接近他。
And in that presence of God.
在神的同在当中
you can fellowship with him,
你可以跟神有很亲密的团契
you can help ask him for decisions,
你可以问他关于各种决定
God can share his heart with you,
神可以把他的心意都告诉你
you can tell him all your problems,
你可以跟他诉苦你所有的事情
you can become dependent on him,
你可以完全的去依靠他
See, Jesus was so anointed,
所以耶稣是这样的有恩膏
He is God,
他是神
And yet he's so dependent on the Father.
但他是完全依靠父来活的。
When he say, I do not do anything unless I see the Father doing it.
这是当耶稣说我从来不按自己的心意做事，我都是看到父做我才做的。
When does he see the Father do things?
他什么时候看到父做事情的？
In prayer.
是在祷告里看见的。
Amen. That's why Jesus seemed to know things beforehand.
所以耶稣总是好像提前知道预知了一些事情。
Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, seriously.When you get closer to God, you will start knowing things before they happen.
所以当你跟神有这么亲密的关系的时候，有的时候你会提前知道一些需要知道的事情。
And then we read in Matthew chapter 26, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在马太福音26章36节，耶稣
在克
西马尼园。
Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over."There to pray.
耶稣和门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼。他对他们说：“你们坐在这里，我到那边去祷告。”
Jesus was sorrowful.
耶稣当时的心很难受的。
His heart was heavy.
他的心里面很沉重。
He was about to be arrested.
因为他知道他马上就被抓捕了。他马上知道要钉十字架了。
How many of you know that is a terrible situation?
你们知不知道在那种前一晚的光景，好可怕的。
Jesus didn't just sit there and go, "Oh, woe is me, woe is me."
耶稣可没有在那里坐着埋怨说，哎呀，灾祸来了，灾祸来了。
Feeling sorry for himself.
然后觉得自怜。
And just sit there suffering and suffering and suffering.
就是一直在那里受着苦。
But what he did, he went to the Father.
他相反的是，他马上到父那里去。
And he prayed.
他在那里祷告。
Amen.We need to do the same.
我们也需要做同样的事情。
Whenever we have problems,
当我们觉得有困难了。
Whenever we feel hurt in pain,
当我们觉得痛苦时。
And whenever we feel confused,
当我们觉得混淆的时候。
Whenever we are desperate for direction,
当我们不知道去哪个方向的时候。
Whenever we find a roadblock in our lives,
当我们看到生命有阻拦的时候。
Rather than suffering alone.
与其在那里就是孤单的去受苦
we go to the Father,
我们马上去到父那里
and we pray.
我们在那祷告
Isn't it wonderful?
是不是很美好
That we've got this privilege
我们有这样子的特权
To go and pray
可以在父那里祷告
Amen? Before we were Christians, when we were in trouble, what can we do?
在我们还不是基督徒的时候你我有困难的时候怎么办呢
We try to look for our best friend, our family and you find the peopleProbably haven't got the time.
顶多就是去找自己的亲戚呀、家人啊或者朋友，也许他们都没有时间呢。
Or they may not have the wisdom to be able to counsel you.
也许他们有时间，可是他们却没有智慧，真的能把你带对方向的。
Now that we are a Christian,
但现在我们是基督徒了。
We can go and pray.
我们要去到父那里，在那祷告。
I'm telling you, there's a lot to pray about.
我跟你说，其实祷告里面有很多要说的。
Think about your life. There's lots of things to pray about.
你想想你的生活，真的是有好多事情想跟神说的。
Not just things that are negative, but even positive things.
不光是那些负面的事情，你想去说的，更多的还有一些正面的。
Prayer is not just asking God for things. Prayer is also thanking God for things.
那祷告不是要你光跟神去要东西索取，而是你跟神去谢谢你现在所有的，感谢神。
Imagine, so when you have no needs in your life that particular day,
也许你那一天觉得，哎，我今天没有什么需要，哎，跟神祷告。
You spend your prayer talking to God about.What do you want to talk about?
那你就在祷告里面跟神像聊天一样，想聊什么聊什么就好了呀。
Get to know the heart of God.
要明白神的心意也是祷告的一部分。
God is not just a person that you just keep asking.
神绝对不是一个让你在他面前直不停的去索求索求的人。
Not every day placing orders every day.
每天就像那个下单一样，今天下第一单，明天下第二单。
You're heavenly Amazon.
就好像你在那个亚马逊下单
ordering,
不停的下单给神下单
Amen, and you're waiting for delivery.
然后你就等神下完单以后把那个东西送到包裹送到家里面
God is not just an Amazon deliverer.
神可不是亚马逊的一个下单的
工作人员哦 God is our Father. He wants to talk to us.
神是想跟我们有关系他想跟我们聊天想跟我们说他的心意
And in that prayer, we are transformed.
所以在祷告中间，我们自己会有变化。
In our thinking,
我们的想法会有变化。
In our faith,
我们的信心会有增长。
In our conduct,
还有我们的行为都会有变化。
Amen. Prayer is very important.
祷告很重要。
Now, Luke chapter 11 verse 1 says this.
我们来看路加福音十一章一节。
Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, and when he finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples."
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“主啊，求你教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒一样。”
You see, the disciple did not say, "Lord, teach me how to heal."
你看。门徒没有跟耶稣说：“你教我怎么医治人。”
Teach me how to cast out demons.
你教我怎么赶鬼。
Lord, teach me some doctrine.
主啊，你教我一些神学知识。
Lord, teach us how to be successful.
主啊，你教我一个怎么样成功。
They could have asked Jesus for many things.
他们可以跟耶稣要很多其他的事情。
If Jesus appeared to you right now,
但是如果耶稣现在就在你面前
，and he said, "Ask me something."
然后耶稣跟你说：“来跟我说，要个东西。”你会要什么？
You know, actual fact, if I were you, I'd be prepared for that.
那我要是你的话，我会早早就把这个答案
you know, get,
问题准备好。
Get a question ready.
我一直头脑里都会把这个问题准备好的。
One day, God might just appear and say, "Qin Yang, what question you want to ask?"
突然神就会出现在你面前，就说你要你我要你要什么？你现在问我。
Be ready.
那你要当下要准备好哦。
See, instead, the disciples chose something that is far more important.
所以当时门徒他在众可以要的东西里面选了一个最重要的东西。
Because they've been living with Jesus.
因为他们一直跟耶稣同吃同住。
And one thing that was outstanding about their master was he's always disappearing somewhere to pray.
他觉得他的很神秘的这个主人有每天常做的一件事情，就突然消失了，然后就去祷告去了。
Amen. And so they said, "Teach us how to pray."
所以他们才会跟他们的主说：“主啊，求你教导我们祷告。”
So if we today ask Jesus this question, "Lord, teach us how to pray."
所以今天我们也问主这个问题：“主啊，求你教导我们祷告。”
If you're asking this question, "Lord, I hear your message. I want teach me how to pray."
你今天就会这样子要反应回应哦，说主啊，我今天听到了这个道，说我们要你来教我们怎么祷告。
You know, whenever we use the question, whenever we ask the question, "Teach us how to pray," we immediately think about the Lord's Prayer.
那每当我们说主啊，教我们怎么祷告，我们马上想到的就是主会教我们主祷文。
But do you know that's only part of the question, part of the answer?
但是主导文只是回答的一部分哦。
There are several verses above that that was also part of the instruction.
那其实，在那个主导文之前，还有好多节经文呢。那些都是神给我们的指示。
That answers the question, "Teach us how to pray."
都是在回答，求你教导我们怎么祷告的。
And we find this in Matthew chapter 6.
那我们能够在马太福音六章五节看到。
This is how Jesus taught them to pray.
这是耶稣对他们关于祷告的教导。
And so today, you and I need to learn the same thing.
那今天我们也要这样学习的这样的方式。
To learn how to pray.
要学会怎么祷告。
Amen. It's not just words that you say.
不是关于你祷告要说什么话而已。
Learning how to pray is not just how to pray in words.
学习祷告不是光学习要祷告里面讲什么话而已哦。
There are some prerequisites.
而是去学习一种祷告的态度和前面的一
些态度。And so Jesus laid down three principles before he taught them the actual words to pray.
那耶稣在真正教的主导文之前，跟他们讲了三个很重要的祷告的原则和态度。
So we can learn from this.
那我们要从这里面先学习到。
And learn how to pray properly.
要学习正确的祷告的方式和态度是什么。
Hallelujah. Those of you who've been circulating Ian Bounds' book, a man who lived probably a few hundred years ago, he wrote a book called The Power of Prayer.
那我们其实最近在教会的群里面有发一本书哈，就是叫做 Ian Bounds 的这个书，他写的一个书名叫做《祷告的能力》。
It's a small book.
是一个很小的小册子。
In my days, we have to go and buy the book.
我以前都是要花钱去买这种小册子。
Today you can get it as a PDF in Chinese or English.
今天呢，就中英文的直接电子版，我们就给你们发过来
了。If I were you, I would read it every time when you don't want to pray.
那我要是你的话，只要我哪天懒了不想祷告，我就把那本书拿出来读。
Only, you can read it in one sitting.It's only tiny, book,
因为很快就能读完，很小一本册子。
But it's packed with encouragement for you to pray.
但是里面全都是去鼓励你祷告的话语。
And he said something that I never forget.
那他讲过一句话是我一直都无法忘记的。
He said, man is looking for better methods.
他说人总是在不停地找更好的方法。
We're always looking for better methods.
我们总是在找不同的解决方案。
But he said, God is looking for better men.
但是神却一直在找一个更好的人。
Men who pray.
一个祷告的人。
Amen. The answer to our church, the answer to your home, the answer to everything that you have,is prayer.
所以关乎我们教会的答案，关于你家庭问题的答案，你生命中所有寻求事情的答案，都在祷告里。
And so this is the first thing, well, sorry, one of the most important things that the disciple realized, I need to learn how to pray.
所以耶稣的门徒才意识到，在所有的事情之前，他们最需要学习的就是怎么祷告。
And we see that happening in the book of Acts. They knew how to pray.
所以后来我们在使徒行传就看到，果然这些门徒真的学会了怎么祷告。
And this is what Jesus taught them.
这就是耶稣给他们的教导。
And we can learn from the same principles as Jesus learned, taught them.
我们今天就从耶稣怎么教门徒的这三个原则来学习。第一。
Jesus said, when you pray,
耶稣说当你祷告的时候
you must not be like the hypocrites.
你不要像那些假冒为善的人
for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues.
因为他们爱站在会堂里和十字路口祷告
and at the street corners.
在十字路口祷告
that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward.
他们祷告是为了故意让人看见，那我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
Jesus is basically saying, when you pray, it is not something that you do openly.
所以耶稣在说，祷告这件事情就不是一个公开场合做的事情。
I'm talking about you and God.
我是跟你说你跟神之间的关系。
He's not talking about public prayer.
我说的不是那种公众上就必须得祷告的那种。
He's talking about you and God.
我们是说你跟神的关系这个事情上
面。 It's something that you don't do publicly. You do it privately.
你跟神的自己的关系不需要在公众场合祷告，是你跟神之间的祷告。
It's something that you don't need people to know.
甚至你都不需要别人知道的一件私事。
How often do you pray?
关于你跟神的关系。
How much do you, what do you pray?
你有平时祷告多少，或者你祷告时间有多长。
Sorry, it's between me and God.
不关大家事，因为这是我跟神的事情。
But instead, the Pharisees, they did it openly.
但是这些法利赛人就喜欢光明正大，当着所有面这样做。
Thou, O God, Almighty One in heaven.
说天上的父啊。
You who ascended to the clouds.
你升到了天上，什么很
？Sounds really grand.
哇，听着好伟大的祷告。
Hallelujah, 主啊。
好好，就是很伟大的。
在天上的父。
表演型的，非常漂亮的祷告。
啊，你的恩典对于我们真大的。
How great is your mercy, Lord?
Amen. You don't have to. No. You don't. I promise you.None of us should pray like that in private. 哇，你真伟大！
所以大家看这种表演型的祷告哈，你跟神之间的关系，你会这么跟他说话吗？在私下里面
？I'll pray more like, 主啊，救我！
这其实我平时私下里说的最多的就是 Lord save me.
Amen. But you don't do that publicly. 主啊，救我！
但是反倒可能在人面前，你不可能大声喊 Lord save me.
You see, he said, "Don't do it to show off."
所以我们祷告的目的不是为了表演。
To show people how spiritual you are.
是要表演到人家觉得你好像看着很属灵的样子。
Amen. He said, "People will say, 'Wow, 那个牧师真的属灵啊。
So they'll say, "Wow, that pastor is very spiritual."
Oh, he's very, very. Oh God, I wish I can pray like.
Oh, 主啊，我要是能像他那样子祷告，就漂亮了。
They said, "If people clap."
他们说，如果你祷告还有人拍手的话
，Jesus said you received your reward。
他说啊，那你就拿你的奖赏，拿到了吗？别人都表扬你了。
Jesus will end put an icon with a thumb. Well done。
然后耶稣就会给你一个这个大指拇，说你已经得到了赏赐。
So number one, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrite. He say.Doing it for your own glory.
所以耶稣说，你不要在祷告的时候像假冒为善的那样，好像生怕别人看见，不看见不知道似的。
Does everybody agree that's an easy one to do?
大家明不明白？这是一个很简单的、最容易做的一件，是不是
？So number one should be easy to do.
所以第一件哈，觉得最容易的事情。
So the first principle is how to pray, right? Is don't do it in openly in a prideful way.
原则的第一点哈，就是你祷告不要故意生怕人不看见。
Number two, verse six.
第二。
But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to the Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
第六章六节说，你们祷告的时候要进入内室，关上门，在那隐秘中的父，向那隐秘中的父祷告，你父在隐秘中查看，必将赏赐你。
The word secret is mentioned twice.
这里面有一个隐秘两个字，有没有看到？
And that means very important.
这两个字很重要哦。
That means praying to God in your a secret place is very important.
在跟神的关系中，一定要在私密隐秘处祷告才好的哟。
So when you pray at home,
所以你在家祷告的时候
，find a place，
找到一个地方
，where you can shut the door，
你可以关上门的地方。
You can shut the window.
你可以把窗户有关上的地方。
Shut whatever you need to shut.
反正包括你的心门啊，什么门，反正只要是门都关上就好了。
Especially the TV.
还有你的电视啊，都要关掉。
Especially your phone.
还有你的手机啊，要关掉。
You know when you read your Bible?
你有没有尝过在手机上读圣经
？Try and use a hard copy.
你没有尝试拿真的书本来读圣经
？Because when you're reading your Bible and you get Betty giving you a message.
如果你是拿手机在读圣经的时候，读着读着，然后突然就来了一个 Betty 牧师的信息。
You understand?
明白吗？
You get disturbed.
你们会被打扰到，或者是你就把你的手机关掉。
Amen. Because the iPhone is a window.
因为你的 iPhone 其实就是一个窗户。
Yeah, your computer. That's why they call it window.
这是为什么你的电脑我们都说是窗户的意思。
Close it.
我们要把它窗户关掉。
You and God.
把它放到旁边
Nobody's going to disturb you.
谁都不能够来打搅你
If you allocated 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes no disturbance.
如果你决定我今天祷告的时间是10分钟那你这10分钟就不要
有人打扰 If it's half an hour, it's half an hour.
如果你决定是半小时你这半小时不要有人打扰
And for those who are really desperate,
那些特别特别迫切的人
It could be all night.
你可以花一个整晚上
Amen? Where you just between you and God.
但是 这里面没有别人只有你和神
And it's called a secret place.
这是你自己的隐秘处。
Amen. And guess what?
猜猜怎么着
？When you go into the secret place and you sort your problems out,
当你在你的隐秘处在那里面解决了问题
，you come out of it.
当你从你的隐秘处出来的时候
，with your prayers answered.
你的答案已经有了
，with confidence.
你已经有确信知道。
And if you can always tell whether someone's been into the secret place.
你都甚至知道是不是有你从别人的那个生命中就能看出这个人是不是藏在隐秘中的。
You never come out empty.
因为你从隐秘中出来以后，你绝对不是空空的。
There's always a some kind of presence.
因为你身上总是带有一种同在。
Or suddenly breakthroughs happen.
突然你能看到生命中有各种突破发生。
If one day secret place not enough, do 2 days. Do 2 days not enough, 2 weeks. If 2 weeks not enough, 2 months. Keep going back to your secret place.
如果你在你的隐秘中发现一个小时不够，然后一天不够，然后一星期不够，一个月，你会越待越想待，你会发现不同。
God will eventually respond to you.
因为神会在隐秘处向你回应。
Amen.He always does.
他永远都是这样回应的。
That's what makes prayer so attractive.
这是为什么祷告是这么美好的
It's not boring.
有吸引力的事情。
It's because you're interacting with God. When you get used to it, it becomes part of the highlight of your life every day.
因为你要是每天跟神都有这样子的相遇，这会成为你生命中每天你最关注和最向往的事情。
When you start off with, it may feel very boring and time wasting.
可能刚开始的话，你不完全经历到的时候，你会觉得好像浪费时间哦，在那祷告。
But as you experience God,
但是当你真的经历到神的时候
，as you are transformed,
在你在祷告中间有改变的时候
，you will develop a love.
你会特别爱祷告
，because you see the results，
因为你看到了这个祷告的结果
，and you don't put a time limit to any of your prayers，
然后甚至你都开始不再给自己设定时间了。
You pray once, nothing happens. You pray twice. If twice doesn't happen, you pray 20 times.
你一次不够
，you pray 20 days.
一次不够就两次，两次不够三次，后来就开始你会发现一年年复一年。
However long.
不管有多长的时间都不在意
you know God can hear you.
因为你知道神就是在那隐秘之处
Amen.
听到你
But the vast majority of our prayers are usually quickly.
但是我们中间大部分的祷告都是超快的几句话
The ones that are delayed
然后呢一没有回应呢
usually has a reason
就其实都是有原因的。
But whatever happens, God always hear our prayer.
但是不管那个迟延的原因是什么， Amen? 神肯定是听到的。
When He answers you, it's either yes, hurry, let's do it quickly.
神的回答有可能是是，让我们现在就这么成就吧。
Or He says no, do it this way instead.
或者神说不，你走错了，应该往这个方向，我们这样
做。God will never say no and then goes away.
神绝对不会说不，然后就不管你了。
No.And he walks away.
然后他不就不管你了，就走了，不至于。
Even when God says no, he will show you another way.
就算神给你的答案是不，但他也会给你开一条不同的道路。
Others he can say yes, but you need to wait.
但也有一种是说可以，但是你需要等待。
Amen. Yes, quickly. Yes, wait. No, and another way.
所以神的答复一般都这三种，要么就是好，现在就成就；要么是好，你得慢慢等待；要么是不，但是我给你指个新方向。
Prayer is never wasted.
所以祷告从来不浪费的。
Every single prayer that you make, God makes a note.
所以你每一个祷告，神都有记载下来的。
Amen. So principle number one, don't do it like the Pharisee, openly and showing off.
所以记得我们再回顾一下，原则第一就是我们不要为了让别人看见而祷告。
Pray in secret.
一定要在隐秘中祷告。
In a secret place where between you and God.
在隐秘中里面只有你和神，没有别人。
If you live in a house and you've got no secret place.
如果你住到一个房子里面，既然没有自己的私密空间的话。
Then you need to be creative.
那你就会想办法要创新一点了。
It could be you go outside.
可能有的人会选择出去。
Walk around and that's your secret place.
有的人是自己在外头散步，以这样的方式可以跟神相处。
Or you may be sharing a room with someone.
也许你自己的室友呢又会打扰你。
Choose a time when that person is not there.
那你就选择在你室友平时正好不在的时
间。If that person is always there.
那如果你的室友一直都在那个房子里。
You take your blanket, put it over your head.
那就拿一个毯子把自己盖上，然后在那个毯子里祷告吧。
And that could be your secret place.
你总能够找到一个所谓的隐秘处。
So you need to be creative.
所以你会要想办法要有创新哦。
It could be in your car.
再不行就到你车里去。
Amen. Amen. Don't say.Okay, I'll go and pray the secret prayer in church.
千万不要把这个隐秘处当成我们教会啊，到教会来祷告来了。
Yeah, make sure you find a church nearby.
那你可以到其他的教会去吧，不要到这里哦。
Don't just wait for once a week.
你不要每一周就等着到这个地方来祷告哦。
Okay, principle number three.
所以第三个原则呢？
Remember, there's only three principles.
我们有说有三个原则。
Of what you must do to pray.
就是我们在祷告之前要有什么样的原则和态度。
Before Jesus go into the Lord's Prayer.
是在耶稣还没有教主导文之前的重点。
And when you pray, verse 7, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that we will be heard by many words. Do not be like them, for the Father knows that you need before you ask him.
六章七到八节，你们祷告不可像外邦人那样重复一些空话，他们以为话多了并蒙垂听，你们不可效法他们，因为你们在祈求以前，你们所需要的，你们的父已经知道了。
So what is empty words?
所以我们是讲的什么叫做空话？
In other words, you're saying things that are meaningless.
就是说你说些毫无意义的话。
哇，你在高山的神啊！
Lord, you are high above the mountain.
Do you really care?
你真的需要跟神说
you know,
你说真心话你要这么说吗？
Say it if it means something to you.
你跟朋友跟神说真心话你会
But don't say it because just because a pastor prays like that, you try to pray like that.
那你不会这么说是因为哦我看到教会牧师有这样说我就学他这样说。
Yes, say,Lord, the one who is ascended, if it means something to you.
除非你是觉得主啊，你那升上高天的神，如果这个事情真的是你的看见，你就说。
Don't say that if it means nothing to you.
如果这句话对别人来说有意义，可是你自己没有看见，你说了也没有意义。
Pray with words that mean something to you.
所以你的祷告一定是对你有意义的，你自己有看见的，你才去祷告啊。
Say that you, be like saying to your wife, "I love you." If it's empty, you're lying.
那就像你对你自己的妻子说我爱你然后其实你这句话根本就不是那个意思或者你也没有那种感觉的话那不是浪费时间吗
if it means nothing, it's empty.
如果这句话真的没有真的感受和重量的话说也白说吗
And then when he says, right, the Father knows what you're praying.
所以这里面说你们的父早已知道了
People say, if God knows what I'm going to pray, what's the point of praying?
那有人就问了那如果父都早已知道了我还祷告做什么
No, no, no. Jesus doesn't mean that in this verse.
那这不是耶稣这句话的意思哦。
Many of us don't know how to pray because we don't know what to say.
很多人都说我不想祷告，是因为我没话说了，不知道说什么。
What Jesus is basically saying, say it in your own words.
耶稣的话的意思是说，你用你自己的方式跟我聊。
Because your own words are not empty words.
因为你自己的真心话打开的心的话，
your words,
不是空话。
Your own words come from your heart.
是你自己从心里面走心说出来的话，不是空话。
Even when you make a mess.And even when you're praying incoherently, God loves hearing you.
就算你觉得你自己口齿不清啊，逻辑不清，但是你那个话讲出来是真心走心的，就不叫空话。
So when you pray, you say, Lord, I really don't know what to pray, but you know how, what I mean.
就像你有时候会不会不小心说，主啊，我也不知道还要跟你说什么，但是你知道我想说什么。
As long as it's sincere from your heart,
其实这也是你自己走心的一个真心感受。
It really doesn't matter the words that come out of your mouth. What's more important, they're your words.
不管你话里的那个词藻啊有多么的美好，这个都不重要，重要的是你走心出来的话。
What Jesus is basically saying, no matter how you say it, God knows what you're trying to say.
其实耶稣是想告诉你说，不管你觉得你说清楚了没说清楚，其实神一直都知道你在说什么。
God understand what you're trying to say.
其实神根本就是了解你的心，他知道你在说什么。
Just like listening to a toddler talking.
就像你听一个小孩子跟你说话一样。
Remember when your children try to talk to you.
你记不记得孩子很小，当他们跟你要讲话时。
Yeah, they talk in a different language.
他们好像在讲一个外国语言一样的，也不知道他们在讲什么。
But somehow you understand.
但是你就知道他们的那个需求是什么。
Amen. God is saying, doesn't matter how what you say, but I know what you're trying to say.
所以神是在跟你说，也许你的话没讲清楚，但是是我完全知道你的心意。
And that's the beauty of prayer.
这才是祷告的美好。
The Father hears us as a little child.
神就像听一个小朋友说话一样的来听我们讲话。
In His ears, it makes perfect sense what you're trying to say.
在神的耳朵里面，你所讲的他都听懂了，也领会到了。
Amen. Amen. Other people hearing you, well, what is she praying about?
其他的人一听了祷告，人，这个人都不会祷告，讲了什么呀？
You could be praying, you know.
可能你讲话的时候有很多种口头禅哦。
Lord, you know.
你就啊，你知道，你知道。
You know what I'm asking you.
你知道，就是你会不同的有很多口头禅，然后说的没那么流利。
Yes, I do know.
然后神说，是，我知道，我听懂了。
Amen. So, what you must not do is just think, oh, look at that person, the way he prays, oh, so wonderful. Let me copy exactly like.They say, Oh Lord, mighty one in heaven, the one who threw the made the universe by and threw the stars in the sky.
所以是总体来说，我们就是在讲，你们不需要特意去学着别人的那种泱泱学语的来祷告。哎呦，因为这个人讲话那词藻好美哦，所以我就学人家讲一模一样的话出来，什么什么天上的星星啊，地上的月亮的那种，好像很多词藻的祷告，不要这样子。
Pray like that if you really mean it.
除非这个真的是你自己的语言，也是你走心的一句话，那你就说。
Amen. Pray like that if you really.This, if this is how you pray.
如果这个真的就你平时讲话就是这样子的一种人哈，那你就这样讲，但你不要不同在神面前。
Amen. I like to use a phrase, for example, Oh, Ancient of Days.
那很多时候我喜欢在讲那古时的时候。
The one who's seated on the throne.
那坐在宝座上的神，那我就平时爱说这个话。
Lord, I've come to you.
主啊，我来到你的面前。
To other people's sharing off.
那别人可能会说，哎，你是不是在故意显示一些词藻啊？
But to me.That's how I pray.
可是对我来说，我一直都是这样跟神说话的呀。
Because I want to call God the Ancient of Days.
因为我喜欢说那古时候的神，我喜欢这样跟神说话呀。
But you don't know that.
但你也不知道啊。
Because I pray in secret.
因为这是我自己的隐秘之处常用的语言。
So you come to God.
所以当我们来到神面前
，use your unique language.
用你自己跟神交流的特别的方式。
And just pray.
然后在只要是你跟神懂了，就是好的祷告了。
But when it comes to public prayer,
但是如果你旁边有很多人像那种公众祷告的话
，that's slightly different.
那还是要注意一点的哈。
Because you're praying in front of people.
因为你在这么多人面前公众祷告。
And you're trying to pray in a way that others can also listen and agree with you.
那你起码祷告的时候，你起码要口齿清楚，让人家听得懂你在说什么，然后还能跟你一起阿门一下。
If you're praying in a prayer meeting, you can't just say, "You know, Lord, you know."
你总不至于到了祷告会旁边还有人听，然后你祷告的时候就是。啊， 主，你知道啊，你知道，你知道。
Even though God knows, but other brothers said, "What did you know? What you know?"
神是叫听得明白你说的，你知道。可是别人听不明白，你知道什么
？Jesus is talking about secret prayer.
所以神在耶稣在这里教的是隐秘处的祷告。他没有在教我们怎么在公开场合祷告。
Amen. Three principles.
所以有三个原则。
Don't do openly to be prideful.
那千万不要在广大庭广众之下那种骄傲的祷告。
Secondly, you do it secretly.
第二就是一定在密室中祷告。
Third, it's got to be words that you use.
那特别第三点就是一定要跟神之间是用你自己平时的语言，而不是空话。
So,
走心的话。
So you could be praying.Oh Lord, Almighty One in Heaven, it means a lot to you because you're very poetic, you're very theological.
那如果你想说主啊，那天创造天地万物的神，你要用这种话的话，是因为你可能本来在神学知识就很多哈。那你这样说也可以，是你自己。
And to be honest, as I grow older, my prayer does sound like that.
那你知道，其实当我们的慢慢成长的时候，肯定也学到了一些术语了。
Oh, in the secret place, you could hear me say.Oh, the mighty one in heaven.
当我们讲到在可能我们在内室中也会说主啊你那创造天地万物的神
You who ascended to heaven.
你那升上高空的荣耀的神
Because why? It means a lot.
因为这句话确实对我们来说很有意义
But when I was a younger Christian,
但当我们还是刚年轻的基督徒的时候
It was more like, oh God, I need your help. I'm so desperate.
那个时候只会说主啊我需要你的帮忙我好迫切
My prayer can, Lord, I'm really angry with you.
然后那时候就跟我还甚至还有一种跟神的私密祷告，就是神啊，我好气你，我好生气。
I'm really be off.
我真的是滴滴滴生气了，就是骂皮坏了，然后对神直接说脏话。
They own words.
这是我跟神之间的，没有人知道。
But as you grow older,
但是你慢慢
oh my God, oh Lord, oh Lord.
当你后来慢慢长大的时候，你就开始会发现，哎呦，主啊，主啊。
My heart really is really in distress.
我的心里面好难受啊。
Do you see? You pray whatever way you pray.
所以其实那个话语怎么组织根本就不重要啊。
Amen.Anyway, I'm making it up, right? Doesn't mean that I'm doing it at home.
那我刚才跟你们讲是给你们举例子啊。
Don't quote, oh, that's how Pastor Joshua prayed.
不要以为你们知道了我的私密处的祷告啊。
It's a secret. Nobody knows how I pray except Suzanne.
我的秘密你们其实都不知道，可能顶多就是我太太听到了。
So should it be that no one knows how you pray?
所以别人也不应该知道你自己私密处的祷告啊。
Amen. Now Jesus laid out those three principles.
那耶稣给了三个原则。
Before he went go into.And then he says in verse 9.
然后才开始从第九节说主祷文了。
In verse 9, then he said, in this manner, therefore.
这里面讲到的是你要这样祷告。
Once you understood the three principles, then he said, therefore.
这个说的这样的祷告是指前面说的那三大原则都明白了以后再在这个基础上祷告。
This is what you say.
然后他说你这才注意你口里面要说什么词。
The rabbis in the old days gives you when they teach, they give you an outline.
那以前的那些拉板呢他们每次教人祷告的时候都会给你写出一些祷告词。
So the Lord's Prayer can be prayed literally word by word or you can use it as an outline.
所以这个主祷文也有人是按照一模一样说出来祷告。
Amen?
也有人会把它当成一个向导就是按照他那个方向来祷告。
So, if you are a new believer, the best thing to do is just copy the prayer and just pray over and over again.
如果你是刚刚信主也不知道怎么祷告的话那你可能就干脆把这个背下来就这么按着祷就好了。
But those of you who've been a Christian for a while use it as an outline.
那其实如果你已经成长了然后你知道怎么祷告了那这个只是你的一个祷告方向而不是说要一个字一个字来。
Use it as a topical heading.
所以这个就好像你的那个小标题一样按着这个标题慢慢按着顺序来。
Use it as a beginning of a paragraph.
就好像你写段落写文章的前面的小标题。
As a structure.
用它作为你的一种祷告的结构就
好了。So last week we said about Jabez, use it as a structure.
上周我们讲到亚比斯的祷告，我们可以用他的祷告作为一个结构。
If that's not enough,
如果还不够的话
use the Lord's Prayer.
你们还有主祷文作为一个结构可以祷告。
So you can say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
我们说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So you stop there.
然后你停下来。
It's a Father.
说主啊。
I help me to reveal your name.
主啊，让我能够来够看，能够让你的名字受尊崇。
Your name is great.
你的名字这么伟大。
Help me to realize that, Lord.
让我能认识到你的名字有多么伟大。
And let your name, O God, be glorified in wherever I go.
让你的名字，不管我去到哪里，都让你的名字
尊为圣，成为圣洁。And so you might decide to spend 5 minutes just praying over that.
可能我会花五分钟就在这个点上一直祷告这个点。
And then you move on to section two.
然后你再进去下一个点。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Oh God, I just pray.That your rule will be on the earth.
主啊，我们祷告你在这地上也能掌权。
And then in my life,
在我的生命中掌权。
Let your will be done.
主啊，让你的旨意在我的生命中成就，在我的生命中今天成就。
Not only in this country, but in my life when I go to work.
不光是在这里，在这个国家，包括我去哪里。不管我去到哪个工作，都能够荣耀你的名。
So look at the word earth as the world, but earth as also in.Mud, your flesh.
地上这个词可以从文字的意义上说，就好像是地上的每个地方，但是也可以从属灵意义来讲，你自己的生命就是那地上。
You understand? Earth, right? You see, Adam was made of earth.
因为亚当就是从泥土所造，所以地上可以是泥土的意思。
So you can interpret this in two ways: earth as the world and earth as you.
所以你可以按字面意思说，好像地上是世界，但是你也可以按属灵意义说，这地上就是我自己。
So therefore, you pray the kingdom of God come upon you, upon the world.
所以你会祷告，让神的旨意不光是行在这地上，更行在你自己的生命里面。
Number three, in verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. This is the one.
第十一节，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
You try to quickly do the first two.
很多人就把第一节和第二节赶快跳过，
就恨不得到日用饮食。This is the one that you spend double, treble time.
到了自己的关于自己日用饮食的事情，就花好长的时间就在这个点上，巴不得多说一点。
That you place your orders.
然后这就是你开始下单的时候了，然后就所有
锁定。Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. I have a big request.
主啊，给我日用的饮食，我今天有100个单要下哟。
And here's where you give me this, give me that.
主啊，你今天给我这个
give me that.
给我这，给我那，给我这，给我那，就很多话说。突然
，And then it comes to fourth one, verse 12.
然后再看第四个点呢，第十二节。
And forgive our debts as we forgive others.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Now that's hard.
这个就比较难了。
So you just have to forgive.
因为这时候你要真的要操练饶恕。
Amen.Verse 5, and then fifth one, verse 13.
第五个点就是第十三节。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
不要叫我们陷入试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
That's when you pray, Lord, protect me.
这是你祷告神来保护你的时候。
Protect my family.
来保护你的家人。
Today, O God, anyone who wants to do anything bad, the enemy wants to attack me, save me, protect me.
主啊，今天所有的攻击，主啊，你都解救出来，救我们脱离那恶者。
And then six, your kingdom come and your will be yours is the kingdom, the power and glory and forever.
后面一个点，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
Now usually this one, you praise God.
这个是一般我们大肆的赞美神的时候。
I know many some people break this down into seven, but I just break it down to six.
那有人把这些变成了第七个点呢、啊？然后我就是说了六个点。
I do it six plus one.
我是六加一。
Because this way is easier. You just take each verse as one.
因为这个我们是每一节就是一个点。
Yeah, take each verse as one. So the last one, number six, your kingdom come. You just praise God.
所以到最后一个点，当我们讲因为国度、权柄都是你的，是我们来赞美神的时候。
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
是因为神的良善赞美主的时候。
Thank you for your kingdom.
因为神的国度赞美主的时候。
Thank you for your church.
因为神的教会赞美主的时候。
Thank you for Pastor Joshua.
因为我们的牧师，我们赞美主的时候。
Whatever.
不管你要赞美的、感谢的是什么，你都因此来赞美主。
You praise God because you belong to His kingdom.
因为你赞美神，是因为你就在他这个国度中间。
You glorify His name.
你正在荣耀他的名。
Now the reason why I say plus one.
我为什么刚刚说六加一呢
？Because this is the one that most people, a lot of people just forget.
因为这个最后一点是很多人祷告中都忘记的。
But it's all part of God's Jesus' same teaching.
因为这其实是耶稣的最完备的一个祷告的教导。
So number seven is in 14 and 15.
所以我刚刚想说的一个最重要的一个点就是第十四节到十五节。
Jesus uses the word forgive four times.
耶稣用了饶恕这个字四遍。
Not just twice.
不是两遍哦。
Four times.
四遍哦。
Very, 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 very important. important.
是特别特别特别特别特别重要。
Amen. He said, if you don't do this bit,
他说如果你要不做这一点的话
all these other six points I was just saying.
那你前面讲的那六点
you pray as much as you like,
你想讲多少讲多少
God will do this.
但是神就是耳朵听不见了。
Seriously.
真的是这样。
Not because God doesn't want to hear you.
不是神不想听到你。
God knows in the spiritual realm.
因为神知道属灵原则。
If you do not do this one bit,
你要是这一点不做的话，
you're putting yourself, you're exposing yourself to harm.
你就会自己给自己找来一个破口和伤害。
It will hinder you.
会阻止你。
And that is to forgive.
所以一定要饶恕。
In that prayer, we already said.And he said that forgive us of our debts as we forgive those who are debtors.
因为我们刚才在前面我们也说了，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
But here he re-emphasized how important that point is.
这里面主耶稣再次又强调你刚才所说的这个有多
重要。It's almost Jesus saying, "Do you know that part of prayer is?" Far more important than you think.
所以耶稣好像是在强调说，你知不知道这么一节短短的祷告词特别的重要。
He goes back and re-emphasizes.
他又继续回到第十二节，再次强调那个祷告词多重要。
Remember, as a teacher, when you try to teach children, what do? You go back and re-emphasize those points that are important.
就像一个老师他在教学生的时候，特别特别重要的，他会反复回去去强调那个重要点。
But Jesus as a rabbi only goes back to that one point. And not only does he remind you, he enlarges it.
那耶稣也是我们的拉比，所以他再次回到那个十二节，再次去强调，甚至把它扩大，让我们看到。
He tells you why you have to do it.
甚至告诉我们为什么一定要说这样的祷告，为什么。
He said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. And if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
你们若饶恕人的过犯，你们的父也必饶恕你们。你们若不饶恕人，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
If you're into grace teaching,
如果你特别喜欢恩典的教导，
you're going to have a hard time trying to interpret this.
那你可能看这个经文你就觉得好难解读了。
God won't forgive us.
啊，神不饶恕我们吗？
If we don't forgive others.
如果我不饶恕别人，神竟然不饶恕我吗？
If you look it in the Greek, you look it in the Aramaic, you look it in Latin,It's what it means.
你要是想去查什么希腊文也好啊，什么拉丁文呢？你去学习，最后你发现，哎，我也扭曲不了它，就是这意思。
You can do whatever you like. That's what it means.
你不管去怎么查考语言，希望有别的意思，怎么查都是这个意思。
Didn't Jesus die for us and God forgive our sins? Yes, He's forgiven your sin. You will go to heaven.
那很多人就会问了，那是不是耶稣上了十字架就说饶恕了我们的罪？是的，你的罪是被饶恕了，你确实可以进到神的国度。
See, many times when we come to God after we become a Christian, we can confess our sins and God forgives us.
所以每次只要我们来到神的面前，我们说出我们的罪和悔改，神就会饶恕我们。
But do you know sometimes it torments us?
但是你会发现很多时候我们自己受折磨。
Sometimes you feel you're not forgiven.
你发现当你自己以为自己没被饶恕的时候，就很受折磨。
What Jesus is saying is this.
所以耶稣真正的意思是
，We always expect God to forgive us.
我们总是希望神能够饶恕我们。
Without question.
从来都不疑问这个事情。
Whatever we have done, oh Lord, I'm sorry. That's it.
不管我们做了什么事情，我们就跟神说一句啊，不好意思，
我
做错了。
God in the same way is saying.If I'm quick to forgive you, why don't you forgive others?
所以神的意思是说，那我都这么快就饶恕你了，你为什么不能这么快去饶恕别人？
This is not for judgmental.
这个不是在审判。
This is God speaking as a parent.
是这个像一个当父母的心的神来说话。
Do not cross the road.
不要过马路哦。
Without looking left and right.
如果没有左右看的话，不要过马路。
It's not that the mom and dad are strict.Are judgmental.
不是说这个父母就很喜欢审判你啊，论断你啊，很严格。
Mom and dad say this to you because they love you.
父母说这个话是因为他爱你。
They don't want you to be run over by a car.
因为他怕你被车撞上了。
So Jesus is saying this.
所以耶稣也是这样的意思。
From the parental heart.
从一个父母的心来说话的。
For our good.
为了我们的好处和益处。
Things will only, life will only go well for you.
生命才会更好。
When you don't carry bitterness in your heart.
如果你生命中没有不饶恕和苦毒。
Because The bitterness is an acid that will burn through you.
因为生命里头的苦毒就像你就像一个硫酸一样的会烧烧烧了你。
To such an extent that God is so strict.
所以在这一点上神特别严格。
He insists that you forgive.
他一定要求你千万千万要饶恕。
Because it is a poison.
因为这像毒一样的。
Amen.That's what he really saying.
这是为什么神一定要拔除这个？
Amen?
跟你说这个。
That if he forgives you, why don't you forgive others?
如果我都已经饶恕你，你为什么就不能饶恕别人呢？
Amen. That Jesus said this is so important to God.
耶稣说这件事情对神来说很重要。
And that's why he says, neither will he forgive you.
所以他说，那你要不饶恕，我也不饶恕你了。
It's because it's so important.
因为太重要了。
God can't move something on.In your life.
神不能够再继续把你往前推
了。Because God can't condone you in this way.
因为他不能这样子不尊重你的自由意志就直接这么做。
That he will put a stop.
他必须让你在这里暂停。
Until you forgive.
直到你能饶恕的时候再继续。
Amen. That's why we're stuck.
这是为什么很多时候我们就卡在那个点了。
That's why we say, God, what's going on?
我们就经常会问神怎么回事嘛。
Say, Son, forgive.
然后其实父亲一直在说儿子呀你要饶恕
If I move you on If I just let you get carry on It will just poison you And poison you And poison you
如果我现在你不饶恕的话我继续帮你往前推的话这个毒会越来越严重会越来越吞噬你
And we have been in church long enough To see people who unforgive It literally ruined their life
其实我们在教会这么长时间我们也看到那些不饶恕的人他们真的一生都被毁了
So the Father says it in love
所以父我们的父神是按照爱的心来
It is God pleading with us.
是好像神就是恨不得求我们这样做似的。
And this number point number seven is probably the most important point in prayer.
所以这个最后一点才是祷告中很重要的一点。
So when you finish praising God,
当你都已经这样赞美完主了
，you use the rest of the time asking God, is there anywhere, is there anyone, is there anything that I have not asked, that I have not forgiven?
然后你在这个时候你就跟神说主啊你来省察我的心到底我生命中有没有这样的人和事其实我一直都没过去的或者没有饶恕的
And if there is,
如果真的有这样的人和事
tell God,
那你真的要跟神说
to help you to forgive.
要神来帮助你真正的饶恕
You may not be able to forgive.
也许你自己觉得没有能力去饶恕
But he's just saying, you have to say it.
但是神也没别的要求就说你一定要说出来
It is part of your prayer.
他说你就是你祷告你一定要把我饶恕说出来
Lord, help me to forgive.
主啊你帮助我来饶恕
So the last point is something like a checker to check.
所以好像最后一点就有点像是最后自我省察一下
Amen.Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
来我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣
we are so grateful that you taught your disciple to pray.
我们很高兴主啊你教导门徒怎么祷告。
And so today we learn from your teaching.
今天我们借着你的祷告我们学习。
But above all,
但是最重要的是
when we pray to you,
当我们向你祷告的时候
we need to examine our own heart.
我们需要来看我们的内心。
Whether there is any unforgiveness.
里面是不是有什么不饶恕
Because God, we do not want to hinder you.
主啊，我们不想有任何的阻拦在我们生命里。
We do not want to hurt our own lives.
我们也不想来伤害我们自己的生命。
We do not want to hurt our children and our family.
我们也不想伤害我们自己的孩子和他们的后代。
We do not want to hurt people in church.
我们也不想伤害教会任何的人。
If we have unforgiveness.
如果我们自己有不饶恕和苦毒。
No matter how difficult, Lord.
不管我们自己觉得有多难。
Help us to forgive.
主啊，帮助我们来饶恕。
So that we can pray.
所以我们可以祷告。
And we can pray with great power.
我们可以带着能力来祷告。
Great assurance.
我们可以带着确信来祷告。
Great confidence.
我们可以带着自信在祷告。
That you hear our prayer.
知道你会听到我们的。
Father, we thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Brothers, let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Lord, I ask you to come upon us as we pray.
你到我们当中来，在我们祷告的时候。
As we seek your face.
就像我们来跟你面对面说话一样。
Help us to know how to pray.
帮助我们怎么样来祷告。
And as we practice praying.
当我们这样子来练习祷告，操练祷告。
Renew us.
我们知道。
Heal us.
主啊，你能够更新我们，医治我们。
Set us free, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Amen.Seriously, we pray, brothers and sisters, come before God.
所以我们现在来到主的面前。
Always remember.
一定要记得。
Every single day.
每一天。
Keep your heart.
让你的心。
Free from bitterness.
一定没有苦毒和不饶恕。
Because it is for our own good.
因为这是为了我们的益处。
God wants to bless you.
神想祝福你。
The enemy wants to sow bitterness in your heart.
敌人就想要你的心里面满有苦毒。
That's why the enemy always wants to hurt you.
这是为什么敌人伤害你的方式。
That's why the world always wants to sow bitterness.
这是为什么世界总是把苦毒放在你的里面。
The Lord asks us to be merciful.
但是神却告诉我们要有怜悯。
To be kind.
要良善。
To be forgiving.
要饶恕。
Yes, Lord, we forgive.
主啊，我们愿意饶恕。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
The yearning deep within me reaches out to you. The joy of joyful morning sobs beneath me and I will go to your secret place.Bow my knee to your glorious throne. Have your way in my heart, O God. Have your way, and I will go.
Person and every family.
谢谢我们当中的每一个人和每一个家庭。
Here in this congregation and online.
今天在我们的会众中和那些网上的。
I pray you teach us how to pray.
主啊，你来教导我们如何祷告。
We can really enjoy our prayers.
让我们真的享受在你跟你祷告。
And also to live a life without bitterness.
去活出一个没有苦毒的生活。
That we are free.
让我们是自由的。
Joy may flood in our hearts.
让我们的里面满有真的喜乐。
And may we have peace.
让我们里面真有平安。
In our homes.
让我们的家庭。
In our children.
和我们的孩子。
Lord, in every member of our family.
主啊，我们当中的每一个成员。
That we can truly say.
让我们家庭中每一个成员，我们都可以这样说。
God, you are with us.
神啊，你和我们同在。
And you always hear our prayers.
你一直听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please come forward if you need prayer.
如果需要带到的，可以到前面来。